Would you ever take the milk and run it through a...
No, we didn't run the milk through nothing.
Through a cloth or something like that?
No. The only time we run it through a cheesecloth is when we made the cream cheese. Outside of that, we wouldn't use nothing. And that milk, what I tell you, when we washed that bag, well, that milk was clean. There wasn't nothing.
You what?
It was just as clean as the milk you get today, I guess.
Well, the milk you get today comes from...
Today you got all kinds of stuff in it besides the... You don't get no more pure milk.
Yeah, that was genuine milk, huh?
That's right.
But the milk you get today comes from the...
Yeah, from a dairy.
Uh-huh. But there were just dairies around everywhere like before.
Well, in those days, well, when I came up, people didn't know it was to buy milk. Nobody bought milk. Everybody had cattle. I mean, in this neighborhood, everybody had cows. Everybody. In other words, if I had 10 cows and I had too many cows and my neighbor didn't have no cow, I'd lend him one of mine. People, that's how the people lived in this section. Yeah, anyway, everybody milked his own cow.
Yeah.
You didn't have to go get milk nowhere. You got your own milk, you know.
Now you could get milk just about.
Yeah, you got all the milk you want.
Yeah. Did you raise cotton? Did you ever raise
that? I never raised cotton. There was cotton that was raised. Oh, let me see. I would say about 15 years old, the last time they had cotton raised around here.
Yeah. Yeah, do you know about the work they would do?
Yeah.
They had to get out and...
They used to do the same thing as corn, you know, they used to...
Get the weeds out of it?
Get the weeds out of it with a hoe. Just a hoe cow. They used to off that at about 6 or 8 inches wide. And then we used to call that scrape it. You used to scrape that cotton, get all that first top, a layer of dirt on top, you know where the grass was, all the young grass was coming up. You get all that grass out. That's the way you get the grass.
What about the things that you use in the kitchen? Some of the utensils you use.
Well, it was about the same thing you got today. You had the... Well, you didn't have no electric stuff or nothing like that. You know, all they had, it was a spoon and knife and fork, and that's what you got. And the plate for anything else, you didn't have nothing like that.
Yeah.
And when I remember making ice cream in a water bucket.
You make it with eggs?
Yeah, make it with egg and milk, but I thought make ice cream, made it just like today, but take a big water bucket and take another bucket that was a little bit smaller and chop ice and put it all around and turn that bucket inside the oven by hand this way and make ice cream.
Hmm.
Right? And that was all made out of, that's what I say, you didn't have to buy nothing. Vanilla is the only thing they used to buy to make ice cream. In other words, they had their own egg, they had their own milk.
I bet that ice cream tasted good too.
Oh boy, yeah. Better than what you buy, I can tell you.
But you had your everyday dishes, and then you had your good...
Yeah, they had that. Well, the people used to live in those days, in other words, I remember when my daddy killing a hog, and me being a little small boy, and go to the neighbors and deliver 18 pieces of meat to the neighbors, you know, to 18 neighbors.